Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on RAE.com.ar, plus our app for mobile devices, Digital RAE, that you can download for free. Available for both Apple and Android phones. My name is Fernando Farias, and I'm bringing you this show for Tuesday, August 12, 2025. On today's program, we'll have, once again, the DX supplement of every week, produced by Arnaldo Slaen, with several hearings and news related to the world of radio, broadcasting, and shortwaves. We'll also be bringing you a new edition of our tourism segment called Argentine Destination, and today we'll remain in the province of Buenos Aires, but 500 plus kilometers south from the city of Buenos Aires. In the middle of the province, there is a very special place, the only one in which you can find some hills, some low hills in this completely flat grassland plain area, which is the Pampas, the province of Buenos Aires. We'll also be right away starting with music, and we'll be putting the focus on today's artist, that is Rodolfo Mederos, who's known for his deep searching tone and bold musical vision. Mederos has moved effortlessly between traditional tango, contemporary classical music, and jazz, all while remaining rooted in the spirit of Buenos Aires. Let us begin with one of his most iconic recordings, Tanguaso. I repeat, Tanguaso, not Tangaso, Tanguaso. This is from his early years with the group Generación Cero, Zero Generation. This piece reimagines tango through a contemporary lens, blending electric guitar, synths, and improvisation, far from the smoky milongas the tango dance halls, but still unmistakably Argentine and porteño. Thank you. Born in Buenos Aires in 1940 and raised in Córdoba, Mederos studied biology before turning fully to music. He joined the legendary Osvaldo Pugliese's orchestra in the late 1960s and then founded Generación Cero, a group that helped shape what became known as Tango de Vanguardia, avant-garde tango. His music rejects nostalgia in favor of exploration, though never without emotion. Let us now listen to Mederos with his rendition of one of the biggest classics of the genre, the track Sur, South, with lyrics by Homero Manzi and music by Aníbal Troilo. This is Mederos' rendition.
Thank you.
While Medeiros has recorded and performed extensively abroad, he has remained committed to the streets and the soul of Buenos Aires. He's collaborated with symphony orchestras, rock musicians like Luis Alberto Spinetta, and flamenco singers like Carmen Linares. His bandoneon tells stories of pain, resistance, love, and transformation. To close, we'll hear La Última Curda, a classic tango he reinterprets with tenderness and melancholy. It's a tribute to the roots of tango through the voice of a modern master. Thank you. Welcome to Argentine Destinations, our weekly segment on Argentine tourism. And today we'll travel to the province of Buenos Aires, but not to the bustling capital city, but a few hours south to a town surrounded by soft hills, crisp air, and stories carved in stone. We are talking about Tandil, one of the most charming and surprising destinations in Argentina. Nestled in the Pampas, but unlike the flat landscape the region is known for, Tandil is a rare blend of countryside peace, natural beauty, and cultural depth. With its rolling sierras, historic legends, artisanal food scene, and unique identity, Tandil has become a favorite getaway for locals and an undiscovered gem for many visitors from abroad. The town is set within the ancient Tandilia mountain range, one of the oldest geological formations on Earth. These hills aren't high by any means. They are soft, rounded, and weathered by millions of years. But they shape the entire experience of being in Tandil. Imagine walking trails lined with granite, forests of eucalyptus and pines, and the feeling of a town built in harmony with its landscape. Now, Tandil is famous across Argentina for one thing in particular, La Piedra Movediza, or the Moving Stone. It was a massive rock that somehow balanced perfectly on the edge of a cliff for centuries. Locals say it used to sway slightly in the wind, which gave it a magical, almost mystical reputation. Unfortunately, it fell in 1912 and broke into pieces. But today, there's a replica in the same spot, preserving both the myth and the tourist attraction. Whether or not it really moved on its own remains part of the town's mystery. Another essential part of Tandil is food. And we are not just talking about good food. We are talking about traditions that define a whole region. Tandil is the salami capital of Argentina. Local producers craft cured meats that follow European techniques, especially Spanish and Italian, brought over by immigrants in the 19th and 20th centuries. The most famous product is El Salame Tandilero, a regional specialty with its own protected geographical indication, just like Champagne in France or Parmigiano in Italy. It's smoky, slightly spicy, and always present in local tables, festivals, and markets. And it's not just salami. The area is also known for cheese, craft beer, and artisanal sweets like dulce de leche and chocolate, or chocolate. Speaking of festivals, if you are lucky enough to visit during Easter, Tandil hosts one of the most impressive Holy Week celebrations in Argentina. The town becomes a destination for thousands of pilgrims who walk the Monte Calvario, a hill crowded by a large sculpture of Christ, with stone stations of the cross leading the way. It's a solemn, moving experience, but also a fascinating window into how tradition, art, and landscape come together in Argentine culture. If you are more into outdoor adventure, Tandil doesn't disappoint. You can go hiking in Reserva Natural Sierra del Tigre, a nature reserve with trails, native flora, and plenty of wildlife like deer and ñandúes. Or maybe you can climb Cerro Centinela, where a chairlift takes you to the scenic views and a chance to see another local legend, El Centinela, a huge vertical rock that looks like a watchman overlooking the valley. But the magic of Tandil is also in the little things. The way the light changes on the hills in the afternoon. The smell of fresh baked pastries in town. The old stone houses that speak of another era. And the quiet friendliness of people who truly love where they live. It's a place where time seems to slow down just enough for you to breathe a little deeper, eat a little better, and connect with something real. Culturally, Tandil has always punched above its weight. It's the birthplace of some famous Argentine figures, including tennis star Juan Martín del Potro, the last Argentine to win a Grand Slam in 2009, the US Open. And it's also home to a growing community of artists and musicians. Local theaters, book fairs, and independent cinemas give Tandil a creative pulse that blends beautifully with its natural calm. And there is something visitors always notice: how clean the town is, how well kept the public spaces are, and how much care is given to balancing tourism with quality of life. Tandil has found a way to grow without losing what makes it special. It's not a place of extremes, it's a place of harmony, where every element seems to quietly support the next. So if you're planning a visit to Argentina and want something a little off the beaten path, put Tandil on your list. Rent a cabin on the hillside. Take long walks. Visit the farmers' markets. Try the salami. Talk to the locals. And maybe, just maybe, let yourself believe that some stones really can move on their own. Tandil may not shout out for attention, but it stays with you long after you have left. It's not just a destination. It's an invitation to slow down and savor the best of Argentina.
Nada muere, nadie olvida, eso lo sé. Nada escapar. Nada muere, nadie olvida, eso lo sé. Bajo un árbol vi atardecer y fui feliz. A escondidas te vi llorar, se fue tu vida. Contengo la respiración.
Contengo la respiración.
Es un día tan claro.
Tan claro.
En busca de historias felices.
Felices serán el día en que pisen firme.
Sin cadenas sobre los pies me puse a andar. O hace tiempo quise encontrar mi destino. Nada escapa, nada muere, nadie olvida, eso lo sé. Nada escapa, nada muere, nadie olvida, eso lo sé. Sin cadenas sobre los pies. Sin cadenas sobre los pies. Cadenas sobre los pies. Sin cadenas sobre los pies.
That was Los Pericos with Sin Cadenas, No Chains, a track from the year 1998. And now we'll be sharing with you the regular DX supplement produced by Arnaldo Slaen for all our DXers, shortwave listeners around the world. Let's start our tour of the shortwave dial in Central Asia from the city of Bishkek. There's a station that was received between 1748 and 1800 hours UTC time. Heading north Europe, the low-power Norwegian commercial station Radio Northern Star, transmitting from Bergen, was logged from 0600 UTC onwards on 5895 kHz. Another reception report notes it at 0509 UTC, continuing past 0630 UTC time with clear IDs. This is Radio Northern Star. Now to Tajikistan, where Tajik radio from the capital, Dushanbe, was heard on 4765 kHz between 1917 and 2002 UTC time. Sorry, that's 2 minutes past 8 p.m. UTC in Tajik. The local service of the public broadcaster, identifying as a voice of Tajik, was also heard on 7245 kHz around 1531 UTC time, presumably also from Dushanbe. From the South Atlantic, Radio Ondarason, formerly known as Radio Ondarason International, continues broadcasting aimed at Chad from both the island of Ascension and from the UK. Programming is in Buduma, French, Kanembu, and Kanuri. The current schedules are 0500 to 0600 hours UTC time on the frequency of 6195 kHz from Wolferton in the UK with 250 kilowatts of power, 160 degrees. Between 0600 and 0700 hours UTC time, 9535 kHz via Wolferton, same power. 0700 to 0800 hours UTC time. The frequency is 12,050 kHz via the island of Ascension, and the power is 250 kilowatts. And between 1800 and 2100 hours UTC time, the frequency is 12,050 kHz via Wolferton, and from 1900 hours UTC time, also via Ascension, both at 250 kilowatts. From the U.S., Radio Miami International reports two exile broadcasts from the TDF Isudun transmitter in France for Ethiopia. Saturdays, 1600 through 1630 UTC time, on the frequency of 15,710 kHz, 500 kilowatts, Moorish Voice of Amhara International Radio in Amharic. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 1700 through 1730 UTC time, on the frequency 15,215 kHz, with a power of 500 kilowatts. Fano Dames, also in Amharic. In Liberia, there is a religious broadcaster, ELWA, ELWA, which continues daily on 6,050 kHz in English and local Liberian languages from 0530 to 1000 hours and from 1700 to 2230 UTC time, always directed at West Africa. Reception reports are confirmed via elwaradio54@gmail.com. From Mali, we've got Radio Nationale du Mali, also known as ORTM, which remains a reliable shortwave presence. Between 0600 and 0800 hours UTC time, the frequency is 5,995 kHz. Or Chant du Coq morning program, that's the chant or the cry of the rooster morning program. 0800 through 1800 hours UTC time, the Malien radio broadcasts on 9,635 kHz. And between 1800 and 2400 hours UTC time, the frequency is 5,995 kHz again. Now, turning to telecommunication news from Argentina, at the WSIS Plus 20 in Geneva, that's the World Summit on the Information Society, the head of the ENACOM, Argentina's media watchdog agency, Juan Martín Osores, represented the country in this high-level forum marking 20 years since WSIS began and 160 years of the ITU. The event gathered leaders from governments, international bodies, the private sector and academia to discuss digital inclusion, universal access, innovation and artificial intelligence. Argentina used the opportunity to share experiences on rural connectivity, cybersecurity, AI, and digital transformation, strengthening ties with the ITU and other strategic actors. In the United States, a major development. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the CPB, will close after the Trump administration eliminated federal funding, something unprecedented in nearly 60 years. CPB's annual budget of over $500 million supported more than 1,500 public radio and TV stations, including NPR and PBS. The majority of its staff will be laid off by the end of September, with a small team continuing until January 2026 to manage the shutdown. Many rural stations, which relied on federal funding for up to 40% of their budget, could face closure. In Burkina Faso, the military government has suspended Radio Omega for 3 months after the station referred to the authorities as a military junta. This is part of a wider crackdown on the media since the September 2022 coup, with other outlets such as RFI, Radio France International, France 24 and LCI already suspended. And finally, we've got some media geopolitics. Russia is expanding its media influence in Africa, broadcasting Kremlin narratives in over 40 countries and 6 languages. New Portuguese services are aimed at Angola and Mozambique, with Amharic programming for Ethiopia planned. The RT network has doubled its African partner channels from 30 to 60 in 2 years, Well, TASS, or T-A-S-S, is opening offices in several African capitals. The campaign includes training over 1,000 African journalists to Russian editorial standards and setting up media workshops across the continent. That wraps up this edition of the DX Supplement, bringing you signals, schedules and stories from across the shortwave spectrum. This is content produced for Raya by our friend and DX collaborator Arnaldo Slain, guy in 73s.
The International Service of the Argentine Radio is broadcasting directly from the autonomous city of Buenos Aires, Argentina's federal capital.
Well, friends, we wanted to bring you something special now. We're going to go over a list of songs which are very famous in the English-speaking world. Most of these songs. So famous that bands here in Argentina felt that they wanted to pay tribute to those original tracks and do their own versions. This is something that is known also as covering a song. It's done all over the world. And here in Argentina, being a country that has been a forerunner in playing rock in Latin America, obviously we've got a great number of cover tracks, and we're gonna go over several of them, starting with this.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the Boardwalk is the name of this track by the Drifters. It's a track from the year 1964 that was rendered two times in Argentina. The latest rendition is by Los Perros in the 1990s, but the first group that covered this band were Los Gatos Salvajes, a band founded by Lito Nevia, and this is that rendition.
Quiero olvidar los momentos que en la rambla pasé. Tú me besabas y me decías, siempre te amaré, siempre serás mi amor. Me encuentro solo.
This is not a full translation. Obviously, when you do a translation of the lyrics, sometimes you can go literal, because under the boardwalk, it doesn't go as bajo la rambla. They just go for me encuentro solo, which is obviously much more powerful. Next in the list is a track by Sir Elton John, one of his many, many hits. You might recognize this piano intro. Beautiful song. Sorry seems to be the hardest word on this cover special on Rye.
What am I gonna do to make you love me? What am I gonna do to make you care? What do I do when lightning strikes me? And awake to find that you're not there. What do I do to make you want me?
The rendition in Argentina of this track is a translation to Spanish. Was released under the name Ya no hay forma de pedir perdón. It's not total translation. Es ya no hay forma de pedir perdón. Is there's no way of saying I'm sorry. There's no more ways of saying I'm sorry. And the singer, songwriter, musician who covered Elton John, his former Serú Girán's Pedro Aznar.
¿Cómo voy a lograr que aún me quieras? ¿Cómo lograr que quieras escuchar? Cuando este fuego me desvela, pero despierto solo una vez más. ¿Cómo lograr verte de nuevo? Oh, ¿cómo de recobrar tu corazón? ¿Cómo aceptar que todo ha muerto? Ya no hay forma de pedir perdón. Qué mal, esta absurda y triste historia que se pone cada vez peor.
What do you think, folks, of this rendition? This fantastic rendition of Elton John's Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word. It's Pedro Aznar with Ya No Hay Forma de Pedir Perdón, recorded in 1992. Aznar is mainly remembered as a bass player of a very respected and popular band here, Serú Girán, but he's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays everything and he does everything well. Sings, bass, guitar, drums, keyboards. You're listening to a cover special on RAE, and we continue with something by Mike Oldfield. His most famous hit, Moonlight Shadow. Is the year of the release of this song, the most famous hit by multi-instrumentalist Mike Oldfield from England, and it was covered in 2009 by a very popular singer-songwriter from Argentina, Marcela Morello, in a cover album called Otro Plan. The Spanish name is Luz del Cielo, The Light of the Sky. Marcela Morello with La Luz del Cielo, The Light of the Sky, which is the full adaptation of Moonlight Shadow by Mike Oldfield. And we have mentioned several times that Argentina loves the Rolling Stones, so there are obviously several covers of Jagger and Richards.
Right.
An anthem of rock and roll. It's only rock and roll, but I like it. The song of the album of the same name, released in the year 1974. And there is a live, not a studio version of this song by Los Piojos, included in their 1999 live album Ritual. The Spanish name is, full translation, Es solo rock and roll y me gusta.
Si yo clavara mi lápiz acá, llenando de sangre de estrés, estaría satisfecho, sería muy derecho, tentado, pero lo hace bien, lo hace bien.
In Argentina, the love for the Stones goes beyond the mere musical aspect. There are people, there are bands that not only love their music, but they love the way the Stones dress. There are bands that fully imitate, they try to impersonate Mick Jagger on the stage and his moves. They try to have like a bigger lip, and when they do pictures, they try to look like Mick Jagger. It's actually a culture, la cultura Stone o Stone, as we say here. Well, this is a cover by Los of the Rolling Stones by Los Piojos, Argentine band, with Es solo rock and roll y me gusta. And the next is a great, original, and amazing cover. You recognize this intro, unforgettable, one of the many anthems of rock of all times, David Bowie, written with Brian Eno, Heroes.
Can swim. Though nothing, nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever.
And in the case of the Argentine cover of this song, we've got a band that became famous, even though they had a, and they still have, a mass following, cult following. It's kind of a cult band led by a dark but very talented musician called Ricardo Coleman. But his band in the 1980s, Friction, became known, among other tracks, but mainly by their rendition of David Bowie's Heroes. And here's that cover. Friction, Héroes. Obviously, full translation of David Bowie's Heroes. You're listening to a cover special on RAE English Connection.
Thank you.
I actually mis-announced the name of the founder and leader of Fricción. I translated, as it is my habit when I do international radio, as Rai. And actually, he's known here in Argentina as Richard Coleman, or Richard Coleman if you go for a Spanish pronunciation. This is Fricción with Héroes, their rendition of David Bowie's Heroes. And to sign off this cover special on Rai, we've got huge classic of rock, one of the most covered songs of all time. It was covered by Stones, Nat King Cole, and Chuck Berry.
Jack, take my way, it's the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Willie Blinds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it goes from St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, looks so, so pretty.
Well, I mentioned three artists, Nat King Cole, Chuck Berry, the Rolling Stones, but the truth is that since this song was released in the year 1946, written by Bobby Troup, it was covered by tens of artists, including one from Argentina, Norberto Papo Napolitano, who released the song in Spanish with the original names from the United States under the name Ruta 66.
Bueno, sí, sé que tú planeas ir por la autopista del oeste hasta su fin. Andarás bien por la 66. Serpentea de Chicago hasta L.A. Son 2,000 millas, más también podrás hacer. Andarás bien por la 66. Va por San Luis, abajo está Missouri, ciudad de Oklahoma, es tan bonita que verás a Madrid, Galú, hasta México. Flagstaff, Arizona, no olvides Pomona, grandes olas rompen San Bernardino. Eso es lo que querías ver en este viaje, todo lo podrás hacer. Andarás bien por la 66. San Luis, abajo está Missouri, ciudad de Oklahoma, es tan bonita que verás Amarillo, Galú, hasta México. Flagstaff, Arizona, no olvides Pomona, grandes olas rompen San Bernardino. Eso lo querías ver en este viaje, todo lo podrás hacer.
And with that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, in English, for Tuesday, August 12, 2025. My name is Fernando Farias. Hope you enjoyed today's program. That is via the shortwaves of WRMI and also via internet, rae.com.ar. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.